Georgia is trying something new to help struggling schools. A chief turnaround officer appointed by Governor Deal has picked 18 schools for direct intervention. The office can offer assistance on everything from academics to student behavior. There's been some pushback, with one superintendent saying he doesn't want the help. But the principal at Appling Middle School in Macon says she's willing to give it a shot. It's the second week of the school year, and Principal Chandrina Griffin-Stewart and I are about to walk the halls of Appling Middle School.
You shouldn't be too deep in the hall. You should
be behind. We're not two steps outside the office before we're met with a bunch of rambunctious sixth graders. Griffin-Stewart gets their attention.
Rate of pride.
Gear up, work hard, do right.
Okay, and at the end, it means that you close it.
Rate of pride. Gear up, work hard, do right. That's the motto at this school on the east side of the Okmulgee River in Bibb County.
All right, Ms. Miles, you can keep doing what you're doing.
Griffin-Stewart went to this school. It's her first year as principal here. Through the courtyard and into the eighth grade wing, we stop in a math class where a young teacher is breezing through a lesson on exponents.
Very good, Destiny. All right, so 2 to the 0 would be 1. This time,
she's not on staff. She's a long-term substitute. Griffin-Stewart wishes it were otherwise.
When we went to the right, we would divide.
I wish I could keep her so badly.
We drop in a few more classes, but all told, Griffin-Stewart is happy with what she sees. That's good, but this year she'll have to satisfy the chief turnaround schools officer, too. When the chief turnaround officer initially picked Appling Middle for intervention, he passed over another school in the county that, by many measures, has more ground to make up than Appling. It's choices like that, and that all the schools chosen for intervention are in rural Georgia, that has some educators scratching their heads. Still, Appling Middle's 8th grade reading scores are in the bottom 5% of Georgia middle schools. Principal Griffin-Stewart is happy to have the help. That's why a few weeks later, she's sitting down at a conference table behind her office with Betty Jones. Jones is from the turnaround office. She's what they call a transformation specialist, and she has a full complement of highlighters.
I want a pink one, and there should be another one somewhere. And we're going to look at each one of these.
Jones stresses she and her office are not here for takeover. They're here for partnership. Back in the summer, Bibb schools officials and turnaround staff got together to list the trouble spots at Appling. Lists like that can quickly become intimidating. So Griffin-Stewart says they pared it down to 4 main goals.
We have 2 academic goals. We have a climate and culture goal.
The academic goals are basic. Get kids on grade level in math and reading. The cultural goal is about getting teachers on the same page in terms of creating a positive environment in school, not just for students, but also for each other.
But we also have a non-instructional goal.
This goal underpins everything else. Griffin-Stewart grew up on this side of town, but even she says she has a hard time wrapping her head around what her kids deal with.
Some of our students, they've experienced murders. They've experienced parents dying. You know, just situations, you know, outside of school that impacts them from being focused in learning.
The turnaround office will place a social worker in this school every day. They're prepared to make that happen in other schools, too. Griffin-Stewart calls this the social and emotional piece of the plan. Back at the conference table, Jones and Griffin-Stewart are talking data when there's commotion in the hall. It's a student.
Teach research handout.
The principal jumps up to take care of it. But in a few minutes, she's back to checking on us.
So again, it goes back to social and emotional.
The social worker on campus will begin working with students in a few weeks. Principal Griffin-Stewart hopes to take our teachers on a tour of their students' neighborhood soon after. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.